92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I really miss the days when you could buy a piece of software for your computer and you owned it. Remember those days? It wasn't really all that long ago when you didn't have to pay monthly or annual lease fees to have and use a program on your computer. And let's face it, if it's not something you use a lot, that's a fairly expensive annual cost. But it's a different world these days because the software companies learned that they could make a lot more money by leasing their programs instead of selling them. Unfortunately, for the consumer, there's another layer to that paradigm. When you don't really own anything anymore, the owner has the right to remove it from your device at any time, which is what a lot of Microsoft Store customers are finding out this month. If you had, quote, bought ebooks through the Microsoft Store and you have them in your reading device, they're going to be deleted if they haven't been already because they are not selling any more book products and they're not relicensing the ones that they've sold. They're terminating the whole program. Even the free books that you downloaded through Microsoft Store will be deleted. Not only does that suck, it's kind of unfair, really. I mean, you made the purchase. Kind of makes you want to get a library card and go visit a Barnes & Noble again and grab some real old-fashioned regular books, doesn't it?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.